Hello, audio friends. It is Monday, February, I don't even know what, 27th, according to my watch. As long as I'm set on the right date, I think so. All right, I don't even know where to start here. It's Monday morning, it is 10 to 8 in the morning. I'm trying to make my way to work, and I thought for sure, because it's March break for some people this week, I thought the traffic would be lighter, but it isn't. There's a huge lineup at this traffic light, and it looks like it's going to be another morning where I get into work later than anticipated. Darn, I was taking my time this morning too, had a leisurely breakfast, just generally just taking my time, and I don't think I should have. So today, although it's the 27th of February, so really only one day left in this month, I'm at day 18 of the February challenge, which the topic was Freaky Fridays. So if I could swap positions or swap lives with somebody else for a day, who would it be? And, you know, I listened to the prompts, and I listened to some other people's Februaries, and I mean, I went into this one really not knowing what I was going to say, and I'm still not really 100% sure, but I would have to say that I would maybe want to swap my life for one day with somebody maybe who worked at NASA. Yeah, I don't have anybody in particular. Just somebody, not necessarily even an astronaut, maybe somebody who worked at Mission Control, just to see what their lives are like, what their work life, work day is like, and to see if it's something that I would have enjoyed, perhaps in another life. Not terribly exciting, but that kind of sums up my February 18th day. February 19th, if I'm not mistaken, and what I could do is quickly go back to Sassy Cat's website here. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. That's odd. What happened to the weekend ones? Huh. Okay. I don't know what happened to February 19th and 20th. Huh. Okay, but the February 21st day topic was, tell us about your next big adventure. My next big adventure. I honestly don't think I have a next big... Well, no. I mean, not really. It's not like a trip or anything. My next big adventure. No, I really don't have anything planned. You know, things kind of humdrum these days. I suppose I do want to go... Yesterday I went to the motorcycle show here in Montreal to look at some of the new models. Unfortunately, I was rather unimpressed, to be honest. A lot of the motorcycles all looked the same. There wasn't anything that was really eye-catching. Even the motorcycle I went to look at, not that I'm in the market for a new motorcycle, not at all. I'm really, really happy with the motorcycle I have, and I don't plan on changing it at all. Maybe adding a few odds and ends and bits and stuff to it, but no, I'm more likely to change cars in the next 6 months than I am a motorcycle. But that's a completely other story. I suppose I was telling a guy yesterday at the motorcycle show that I want to take a trip to my mother-in-law's, who lives in Brockville, Ontario, which is basically a 2-hour drive, more or less, from Montreal, and I'd like to go there with the motorcycle, but only utilizing small secondary roads. Now, there is a road called Route 2, which is sort of the old highway. It's just a two-lane road. I think sometimes it turns into four lanes, if I'm not mistaken, but otherwise a pretty small two-lane road, maximum speeds around anywhere between 60 and 80 kilometers an hour in certain sections. Goes through a whole bunch of tiny villages and stuff, and that's fun. That's a lot of fun. But I want to take it one step further and drive, because Route 2, for the most part, I think is south of Highway 401 or 401, which is the main highway that goes from the Ontario border with Quebec all the way to, well, actually it goes all the way down to Windsor, Ontario, which is right on the Detroit border with the States. So Route 2, yeah, normally follows south of the 401, I think, for a good part of its run. But what I'm planning on doing is actually going north of the 401 and trying to find every single westbound, or actually it's really, if you look at it with a compass, it's southwest. In fact, it's south-southwest route that I can find. So, you know, even the smallest secondary roads, you know, little, what do they call them? In Quebec, they call them RANG, R-A-N-G. But I think they're called rural routes. That's a hard thing to say on a Monday morning. Rural route road. And, yeah, and so they just cut across, farmland, really, in many cases. So that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do the 200 kilometers, 220 kilometers to Brockville, Ontario, but completely using rural routes. And hopefully by then I'll be able to pronounce it. But yeah, so that's my next big adventure, I suppose. Ideally, what I'd like to do is maybe my wife and my daughter drive down there in the morning or even after I go, or they could sleep over and I could meet them there and on the motorcycle, and then we could all have supper or something, and then I could ride back, or I could ride there, they could meet me, we could sleep the night, and then I ride back. So that's my next big adventure. Not that big, but I suppose, yep, that's it. Really don't have anything else to add to that. Now, the next topic, which would be February 22nd. I'm not sure why the weekends are missing. I just realized that. I'll have to check. Maybe we were never slated to do weekends with the February challenge. Maybe it was just weekday. Anyhow, the topic was talk about three past February highlights. I don't really have any, or not that I can think of at the moment. Not really. I'd have to look back to my February challenges. I haven't done that many February challenges, so finding three highlights is going to be very difficult. Octavers, no problem. February's problem. I just drove by a lady driving a Mercedes. She looked like she was going to Siberia. She had this big white fur hat on, and it's something like 4 or 5 degrees outside on a February. Oh wow, an old Ford Festiva, and it's still running. I don't see too many of those around here anymore. All right, well, that's it for me for these few February challenge topics. And I'll be back with a few more, and then I guess round up the February challenge probably by the end of this week. Well into